My guest at this time is Richard Thompson. He is the president and chief counsel at the Thomas More Law Center in Michigan. You may remember back in October we spoke with Mr. Thompson about his client, Lieutenant Colonel Matthew Dooley of the U.S. Army, who was severely reprimanded for teaching an authorized course on radical Islam at the National Defense University. The problem was is that the Council on American Islamic Relations found out about that course, protested, and the military brass decided simply to punish Lieutenant Colonel Dooley for doing, as the colonel says, doing his own job. Now there is more developments to this story, none of which are good, at least at this point, for the colonel. And Mr. Thompson, thank you very much for being with us today.
My pleasure.
We left this off about 6 months ago, and there was an appeal going on inside the service and one pending in federal court. If that was not successful, we'll get to those in just a moment. But what's happened here is that it appears, based on at least the latest decisions from higher-ups in the U.S. Army, that what happened to Lieutenant Colonel in terms of his teaching at this course has now reverberated down to a potential command position. I'll just read here from the Sunday edition of the Washington Times. Last year, Colonel Dooley underwent an Army Command Selection Board review after he was transferred from the Joint Forces Staff College in Norfolk, Virginia, to a weapons integration unit at Fort Eustis, Virginia. The review board, comprising three generals and two colonels, voted to keep Colonel Dooley as a candidate for battalion commander. The board, however, was overruled by General Lloyd J. Austin III, the Army's then vice chief and now chief of U.S. Central Command. He ordered Colonel Dooley's name removed from the candidates list. You have seen that memo. What reason was given for that?
There was no reason given, and that's also a very disturbing aspect of it, aside from the fact that we had this officer who's had a sterling career throughout his experience in the U.S. Army, and the way they're treating him now is just not only a total miscarriage of justice on a personal level, but it also is really removing an effective combat leader from the Army, and it ultimately, of course, affects the national security of the United States. So we had a board, as you indicated, of generals and colonels, who, by the way, were aware of all the things that had happened prior to that time, said that we do not believe that this requires his new name removed from the command list. So they kept him on, and they recommended that he stay on. And as you indicated, General Austin issued a short, terse, one-sentence memorandum saying he's to be removed from the command list.
And as you point out in your commentary, this is not just one decision. This, in effect, could mean the end of his career, correct?
Well, absolutely. Now, we have decided that he is going to exhaust all of his administrative remedies through the, you know, that the military affords him. And once he exhausts those administrative remedies, it is our intention to file a federal lawsuit challenging the arbitrary decision of the Department of Defense in violation of constitutional rights that Lieutenant Colonel Dooley had as an instructor. We have to go back to how this all started. Colonel Dooley was an instructor at the National Defense University. He had been teaching a course on radical Islam. He had received the highest grades of all the military instructors, and his class was in great demand by the students that were coming in through that course. And these students were not, you know, freshman college students. They were colonels and captains who had senior positions or were going to achieve senior positions in the military. And and Lieutenant Colonel Dooley's prospect was to inform these officers who one day may be advising our political leaders as to the threat of radical Islam. And in that course, you know, you can't be politically correct. You have to be brutally honest. What is radical Islam? What happens if, let's say, a nuclear weapon is detonated in New York? What is going to be your response? These were the kinds of questions and discussions that Lieutenant Colonel Dooley was having with his class. And it was that class was supposed to be non-attributional. In other words, it was not supposed to go outside of the classroom because of the sensitive material that was being discussed. they were discussing what ifs, okay? And the military does that all the time. They war game things. And one of the guests that just came in, was not even a member of that class, happened to stop in, saw one session of it, then came back out and reported it to an internet magazine saying that, you know, they are, Lieutenant Colonel Dooley is being radicalizing the students, and made a you know, made a big story out of it. General Dempsey found out about it without even talking to Colonel Dooley, without even getting into the facts, without even realizing that there was policies at the National Defense University that protected instructors from any kind of retribution for free speech. So they even violated their own rules. He was fired from that position, and he was given what is called a negative officer evaluation report, which would normally be the death knell of an officer who is seeking higher positions. And then we come into the issue that you raised at the beginning of the program. In September of 2012, this Army Command Selection Review Board, after hearing all these things, still recommended that Lieutenant Colonel Dooley's name be kept on the list for command. And that recommendation was then, overturned by the vice chair, vice chief of staff, General Austin. So we have this miscarriage of justice that just... I can't tell you, it violates every principle of leadership there is. When Lieutenant Colonel Dooley, who's had these tremendous officer evaluation reports, he's a West Point graduate, everyone that he has served under has had great things to say about him, and because of this political correctness, because the Pentagon generals who are trying to appease the Muslims decide that it's politically incorrect for Lieutenant Colonel Dooley to say the things that he was saying, they destroyed his career.
What do we know about General Austin? Does he have a pattern of being overly sympathetic to Islam, or do you believe that he was simply following the orders of others higher in the chain?
I don't know that much about him, to be frank, but my sense is that he was just following what he felt General Dempsey wanted. And that's the problem. Everyone's falling in line because General Dempsey is, you know, the highest ranking officer in the military, and there is a great deal of influence that he would have over the people in his chain of command. And instead of being loyal to the people that are loyal to you, they would rather throw Lieutenant Colonel Dooley under the bus for their own advancement or to appease the Muslims, which ultimately which ultimately could lead to the destruction of the United States internally. If we cannot accurately describe who the enemy is, how can we win a war? I mean, those are elementary principles. Know the enemy, but the political correctness has prevented our military from educating the people that are going to make these decisions as to who the enemy is, what his strategy is. And that's why I think it's not only a personal miscarriage of justice, but it is also a threat to our national security.
You've been on this case for a while, Mr. Thompson. We've talked, it's been 6 months since we talked about this. What have you learned? What have you surmised from talking with Colonel Dooley about why he thinks it was handled this particular way, and specifically by General Dempsey, rather than ordering a review of the course, just to completely kick him to the curb without any explanation or review?
Well, let me say this. I don't want to say exactly what Lieutenant Colonel Dooley said. He is still in the military. He does believe in the chain of command, and he will do his job. I can say that, obviously, when he entered into West Point, his total ambition was to become a battalion commander. And he did everything the right way to achieve that position. And because of the political machinations of 57 Muslim groups that demanded that the federal government, and I'm talking about not only the White House, but the Department of Homeland Security, FBI, demanded that all training material that is offensive to Islam be removed, and that all instructors who use that training material be purged and disciplined. That's what happened to his career. And although he loves the Army, he's doing a tremendous job in the new position he's in. It's disappointing to see that. It's disappointing for me to see that because, you know, normally, and I think the general sense is that the military has honorable people serving it. But once, apparently, once you get into the Pentagon and you're influenced by the political pressures, principles of leadership sort of take a back seat. As I said, Lieutenant Colonel Dooley has always obeyed the chain of command. He has always been loyal to his chain of command and the officers above him. And that loyalty should also transfer the other way. It's great to have loyalty from the bottom up, but it's even more important to have loyalty from the bottom down. And that's what was missing in this whole equation as it dealt with Lieutenant Colonel Dooley.
Before we let you go, Mr. Thompson, just real quickly, the latest on the administrative appeal inside the Army on behalf of Colonel Dooley. What's going on there?
Well, ultimately, he's going up the chain of command. You know, he has a JAG officer that's handling the administrative process, and so that aspect of it is being handled by a military lawyer. And, it, you know, what we intend to do is have Lieutenant Colonel Dooley exhaust his administrative remedies, and then the federal court can step in. And that's normally what happens. The federal court, the first question the federal court will have is, have you exhausted your remedies within the military itself before we get involved?
We'll keep on top of it, and obviously you are right in the thick of it. Dick, thank you very much for being with us.
My pleasure.
Richard Thompson is president and chief counsel at the Thomas More Law Center in Michigan. He is the lead attorney representing Army Lieutenant Colonel Matthew Dooley. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.